Ready for part two of my story? Catch it on the next podcast of Digest This, coming up.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. So, if you're a first-time listener, please go back and listen to the previous podcast from last week. It's very important and crucial to the story that I'm telling you about this journey.
That you go step by step.
That we're going to go step by step.
Through this journey with you.
That's right. And if you're one of our regular listeners, we thank you for always being on this journey with us for so many years now. So, all right. So where did I leave off? I believe that I left off that I got an ultrasound. I came back from my Thanksgiving break after that CAT scan, that very concerning CAT scan, got an ultrasound a few days later. The ultrasound looked great because the biggest concern was, could there be an ovarian cancer?
Dr. Cruz is going to live.
That's right. So after that, I actually got a good night's rest, started sleeping, and the radiologist was like, you know, this is probably nothing. Maybe you had a little inflammatory response but things are great. So let's just plan on repeating another CAT scan in about 6 months. Mm-hmm. I think 3 to 6 months. So I was good with that. I felt.
And you had blood work done.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Yeah. And for the most part, all the blood work came back exactly normal.
You had
I think one test elevated, which was like nothing.
Yeah, everything came back really good.
Right.
And I was feeling good. I mean, ultimately, I was feeling good. So we decided that we would just repeat the radiology CT scan in a few months and go from there. So fast forward, I don't think I made any drastic changes. I mean, for the most part, we eat pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. I know that I'd been trying to be careful with my intake of sweets because I do have a sweet tooth.
That's right. You were not eating any sweets during the week.
You were
just eating them on the weekends.
Only on the weekends. And I can't remember.
Special treat.
Yeah, I can't remember if I went totally carb. I think I tried to eliminate some carbs, but you gotta understand, I'm Puerto Rican, okay? Like, a day without rice is like a day without sunshine, you know, as my children know very well. Mm-hmm. I grew up on rice and beans. And Tina's a very healthy cook, chef. She cooks very healthy. She tries to do, you know, jasmine rice. She tries to do brown rice. We do a lot of quinoa. So I tried doing a little elimination of carbs, but I didn't really dive into it like completely. So fast forward into 2020,
six months later,
mm-hmm. I didn't get the CAT scan done because we were in COVID. And so there was delay with everything else in the world. I also delayed it, and also I was feeling great. I was working out, one thing that I did start doing, I was doing colonics. I did a few lymphatic treatments, massage, and then I was doing colonics pretty regularly. I paused it a little bit during COVID, but then I went back to doing colonics. Then in September, about
again right before her birthday,
yeah,
as a gift to herself.
Yeah, that's right, because I had a little time.
Yeah, she loves doing these things to herself.
Yeah, I had a little time. So on September 14th, I went back for my repeat CAT scan. And that it's not good when the radiologist calls you back to his office. And like the first thing he said is, so look, I looked at this. I'm going to get one of my colleagues to give me a second opinion. Like the minute he said that, I was like, okay, listen, don't sugarcoat stuff. Just tell me what's going on, because you're going to get a second opinion. You're an amazing radiologist. Why do you need to get a second opinion? So he showed me. And those lymph nodes that had been there back on the CT scan from 2019 were still there. And if anything, they looked a little worse. And they were mainly in my groin area and then just kind of spreading up into my abdomen. And but he didn't see anything else. It was mainly the lymph nodes that were lighting up, that were being seen. And so he was like, you know what, let's do an ultrasound. I want to get an ultrasound and get a little deeper look at these lymph nodes in the groin. Up to that point, when he was reviewing the CAT scan, he said, you know, we might want to consider getting a PET scan. I was like, a PET scan? I mean, as far as I know, a PET scan is a test that's ordered by an oncologist. And so he said, well, let's get the ultrasound. So immediately, he took me from his office right into the ultrasound suite. While I was there probably about 3-4 hours. Did the ultrasound, come back, review the ultrasound. He's like, these lymph nodes do not look good. He goes, I'm concerned. He goes, I know I was telling you earlier you should consider a PET scan. I'm telling you now, you need to get a PET scan. All right? So, you know, within 48 hours, I got a PET scan. I was back at his radiology facility getting a PET scan. It was probably like just one of the worst days, you know, that I had had. In 2020, I mean, COVID was nothing.
Compared to your PET scan day.
Compared to my PET scan day. Like, I got there, like, I felt like vomiting. I was just so sick to my stomach, just emotionally. I was just like a wreck. Tina's like, you want me to come with you? I'm like, nope, I got to do this on my own. I mean, what good is it going to do you sitting there in the waiting room? So I went, get the PET scan done. I'm in the scanner for like 45 minutes. I leave. Like, the radiologist, my buddy, he wasn't there that day. It was someone else. So I left, and I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I'm just crying because of all the emotion, and I really don't know what's going on. And again, my life is flashing before my eyes. And I'm sitting there in the parking lot, and I get a call from the radiology facility. They're like, Dr. Cruz, are you still around? Because we need you to come back.
That's always good.
Right? That's always good.
So sweat under armpits.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. My. I was drenched from sweat. So I go back in. And then the radiologist that was there, he's like, Dr. Cruz, he's like, come. I want you to look at this. And he's like, all I see are the lymph nodes. He goes, I see nothing else. He starts asking me questions. He's like, have you fallen? Did you fall? Did you have an accident and traumatized? He's trying to figure out why only the lymph nodes are lighting up. He's like, look, we need to put you back in the scanner and we need to scan your arms and your legs completely because mainly they got from the base of my skull down to through my pelvis, but didn't go all the way through the extremities. And he goes, maybe you have a tumor in your extremities, a melanoma, a sarcoma, or something. So I get back into the scanner for another half hour or so. They scan me, come back out. He brings me in. He reviews it with me. He goes, there's nothing. He goes, I'm telling you, I'm stumped. He goes, I mean, in the worst case scenario, maybe a low-grade lymphoma in the lymph nodes. He goes, but nothing else is lighting up. Nothing. He said, you know, it's just the lymph nodes in the groin, and then you've got these few lymph nodes that are coming up through your abdominal cavity that are lighting up. He goes, I don't know what to say. He goes, this doesn't make sense. Maybe we do a biopsy of one of those. He goes, so anyways, I actually, at that point, like, felt some sort of relief, you know, because there wasn't like a solid mass lighting up anywhere. Mm-hmm. So even though I felt like I wasn't out of the woods yet, because we still didn't know why those lymph nodes are lighting up. Is it something inflammatory, something infectious? But the fact that there wasn't like a tumor sitting somewhere, for some reason, gave me some relief.
It made you feel better. Yeah.
Made me feel better.
So, well, then you went and had more blood work done.
Then I went and had more blood work done.
And all that came back normal.
All the blood work came back normal. Mm-hmm. And I saw my oncology friend, and she did a formal consult. And you know, she was stumped also. We talked about biopsying one of the lymph nodes, but she said, you know, it's not like they're huge. They're small, but I can send you to someone to biopsy them. But then we talked about the fact that I had no symptoms and that I felt great and my blood work came back fine. And she said, you know, we agreed to hold off on doing any biopsy at this point.
Because you asked her what happens if you do the biopsy and it shows some type of cancer. And you said, what would you do? And she's like, well, I wouldn't do anything until you started having symptoms and not feeling good. Right. And so that's why we decided.
Yeah, I asked her, in your opinion, what would be the worst case scenario? She goes, maybe a low-grade lymphoma. And then, you know, when I asked her, well, how would you treat me? She said that. And she said, you know, with you not having symptoms, we would just watch you. I mean, she goes, we have patients with low-grade lymphomas who live for years and years. So we decided that since she would not give me any treatment anyways, if there was something worrisome, that we would just hold off at this point. And so she said, okay, I'll order more blood work on you. I'll give you an order for to repeat the ultrasound to look at those growing lymph nodes in a few months, and we'll go from there. And that was in September.
And then hardcore Dr. Cruz came out. I told her before this podcast, I was like, I want you to make a list of all the stuff you've done.
I did. Since, I have a list.
Since you left the oncologist that day.
I have a list.
The whole list of everything she's done. Now she's not doing all of these things actively like to this day, but she has done a lot. And so what we want to do is we want to take every podcast going forward and we want to talk about just one thing.
Right.
One thing at a time, because literally we could talk for like an hour about each thing.
Oh, I just thought of something else.
Yes, exactly. and then the journey of doing these things and backing off of these things. And ultimately what you're going to learn is the base, like take Dr. Cruz's journey and just cut it in half and just...
You're going to learn the craziness of Dr. Cruz.
Yes.
Like Tina said, the hardcore of Dr. Cruz. This is about living, okay?
Right.
This is about living because I've got a gorgeous wife. I've got four beautiful children. I've got wonderful family, my mom, my sisters, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, uncles, aunts, sisters, brothers, cousins, nieces. I mean, listen, this is about living, okay? So, you know, many times throughout this craziness, like even with my diet and everything, I'm eating to live. Right now, I'm eating to live. The things I'm doing it because God has blessed me with a wonderful life, and I'm very thankful for that. And I thank God every day for my wonderful life with my beautiful family and the privilege of taking care of patients and being a physician. It's such an honor, such a privilege that I love, and I love what I do. And so to me, it became, after all of that, it became about what do I need to do to live? I mean, here, all this time, I felt like we've been pretty healthy for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt like we ate good. I've been exercising but you know what I realized was that I had so much to improve on in my diet. I didn't realize it. I didn't know. I just didn't know. And actually, I wish I had been doing these things when I got my first CAT scan, and even before that, all along, but I just didn't know. And so it's okay, because I can't live in the past and live in regret. I'm just moving forward. I'm grateful for every day that I wake up. I'm grateful. And Tina felt that it was time for me to share this, and I felt it too in my heart that it was time for me to share this.
Even though it's not over. Because she hasn't gone back for that next scan.
That's right. I haven't gone back.
We don't know if all the things she's done is actually working.
That's right. Well, that's the exciting thing.
Or not.
That's right. So it's going to be interesting.
This is like a stay tuned, right?
Exactly. I do feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel great. I had some blood work done just a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas again. For some reason, I enjoy doing these things before major holidays and
birthdays.
The blood work overall came back well, so I was happy with that. But Tina's right. We still don't know the final outcome. Okay, and so, but there is so much that I've learned. And I'm going to share all of that with you. A few things that I do want to share with you that you're going to hear me say over and over as we go on this journey is the importance of water. Okay? The importance of water. I realized I wasn't drinking enough water. And you have to drink water. It's one of the easiest ways to flush you out and to help you detox your body. You have to poop every day. You have to poop every day, okay? And we're going to talk more about this stuff. You've got to sleep. I mean, these are just simple things that you can be doing to take care of yourself. And but listen, we've...
Along with a list of 100 other things you can try.
Exactly. So listen, we actually got to bring this to a close, unfortunately, because our time is up. But we look forward to the next podcast. And we will continue our journey. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.